This Wednesday, the Chowchak Wing Museum is hosting a thought-provoking discussion on history. The 2025 Wood Memorial Lecture, titled Creative Histories, A Conversation, will draw on the perspectives and findings of a range of academics. Sydney University historian Dr. Sophie Loy-Wilson will sit down with these incredible scholars to discuss modern approaches to producing, practicing, and presenting history in Australia. Hi, Sophie. How are you?
Hi, Amy. Lovely to be here.
Amazing. So I'll start by asking, what can we expect from the 2025 Wood Memorial History Lecture?
Right. So this year, we really wanted to shake up what we think about history in Australia. So we wanted to ask provocative questions about how to tell stories about our past. And we wanted to bring people in that were really kind of pushing the boundaries of what history means in their life. So the people we've invited are kind of radical historians, we call them. By that, we mean they're really challenging what it means to be a historian, but also what it means to be human.
Yeah, so as you are saying, you have got a really diverse panel of scholars from a range of disciplines. Why were these academics selected?
Yeah, wonderful question. So we are really interested in, at Sydney Uni, kind of like how we as historians can contribute to what's happening in our country and our world in terms of history telling. And history is always about power. You know, every act of storytelling in some ways is a political act, right? Because you're choosing to tell a story from a particular perspective. You're choosing to value certain kinds of people and experiences in that storytelling. So all three of these speakers have kind of pushed the edges of history. For example, Shauna Bostock, who will be speaking, who will be one of the speakers on Wednesday, Shauna writes about her Indigenous history and her Indigenous family. And she's written a wonderful book, Reaching Through Time, all about her Indigenous family. And this began when she discovered that one of her ancestors was actually a slave trader. She's a proud Indigenous woman. But on the kind of Anglo side of her family background, there's a slave trader. He was involved in the slave industry, slave trade. And so she comes to terms with this complex, entwined past in her book.
Yeah, wow. It really does sound like you've got quite important and radical perspectives to hear from. What's the importance of hearing from different viewpoints in history?
So traditionally, history has been the domain of elites, right? By that, I mean that people who've written our histories and told our histories are the ones that had access to education or had access to the resources to sit down and write and work in the archives. This is like a time-consuming process. Traditionally, in our past, that was men, and traditionally, that's been white men. Recent decades have challenged this, of course, but we still have a long way to go in terms of shaking up who gets to tell our stories. So all three of our speakers kind of challenge that academic stereotype, if you like, right? So Katrina Tiawa is a Fijian woman. She's a Pacific Islander woman, and she has dedicated her life to be an activist for her community. Her community was deeply affected by Australian phosphate mining and colonialism. And so through her family's story and her activism, she draws attention to this kind of forgotten part of Australia's past, where Australia was kind of a bit of an empire in the Pacific, mining phosphate that Australian farmers would use to grow wheat on depleted Australian soil. So Katarina has sort of always been dedicated to highlighting this story from a post-colonial perspective. By that I mean kind of she writes about colonialism from the perspective of the people who are oppressed by it. So this is one example of how you can kind of like highlight forgotten stories through radical history.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear about these new interesting perspectives on history. And what also really excites me about this conversation is the discussion of creative histories. I'd love to know more about what this actually means and how it differs from more conventional approaches to history.
Oh, I love this question. I love this question. So at core, this gets to the kind of like the issue of evidence and the issue of truth-telling, right? So what do we consider evidence when it comes to talking about the past? What voices are given legitimacy and what voices aren't? The problem with thinking about evidence is if you think of most people when they think about history, think about written documents, right? Things that are written down. And our court system also privileges this kind of evidence. But in fact, many stories were not written down. many people didn't have time to write down their stories. Traditionally in the past, for example, women were doing lots of care labour. They didn't have time to sit down and write their stories out. Some did, some didn't, but most didn't. So how do we get at those stories? Creative historians think really, really carefully about how to excavate stories through, say, family history, say, through oral history. And they think about the ways in which people have different perspectives on the past. There's more than one truth. So they might use artwork or music. You know, they might use material culture or family heirloom. They might even use the landscape itself, so the farm they grew up in, okay? Katerina thinks a lot about, you know, the kind of ways in which mining has affected the island she grew up on. And she uses the landscape to evoke the impacts of mining and the ghosts of the men and women that died mining that phosphate. So creative historians, like, move beyond traditional ideas of evidence to seek evidence in surprising places.
Yeah, amazing. It sounds like we're going to learn a lot on Wednesday. That was Dr. Sophie Loy-Wilson on the 2025 Wood Memorial Lecture, Creative Histories, A Conversation. Registration is available on the Sydney University website for online and in-person attendance. Thank you so much for joining me on 2SER, Sophie.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.